Thanks to Sens Jewellers. Noel Sens is our sports guru and looking good this morning, Noel.
Thanks, Bruce. Pleasure to be here. I always love coming on this show.
Yeah, and I know that you've got something that you're busting to talk about for tonight, but let's leave that till last. Women's football, firstly.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. The women's football's becoming quite professional in Melbourne. It's great to see the girls being looked after. I see their base salaries going up from $5,000 to $8,000, and their second tier is going from $10,000 to $12,000 per year, and their marquee players are getting $27,000 a year. But they've also got income protection and a bit of sickness benefits and stuff. So good to see the girls coming through, being looked after like the AFL men. So fantastic
still
to see.
They're still at rookie level though, if you're comparing it to the men, though, aren't they?
Oh, incredibly rookie-ish. But anyway, it's coming along, Bruce. I think women's football is going to be really, really good.
You look forward to it.
So while we're talking about money, possibly, maybe that's why Cricketing Australia, their Australian team, is in a slump. Maybe they're paying them too much money. I've been doing a bit of analysis on this.
This is controversial. Go on.
Well, I've been looking. Maybe they're not hungry enough. Maybe pay them less like the women. The women are hungry to play football. These guys maybe aren't hungry enough to play cricket. Ooh. The Australian team split up $14 million a year from cycling from Cricket Australia. Mm. Steve Smith and Dave Warner earn $2 million a year each. Okay, that's a fair bit of money. Yeah. Maybe we'll pay them like $60,000 and make them on performance-based incentives to play a bit better, because they're playing pretty poorly. Mm. Just my thoughts on things. Money can ruin things a little bit.
And they got off to such a good start too.
They did, and they went spiralling downhill.
Fell in a heap.
But speaking of money, like, it's quite amazing how much money is in sport now. Like, I see Cristiano Ronaldo, a soccer player or a football player, 5-year contract, $31 million. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a totally unbelievable amount of money.
But the big daddy of all in basketball, LeBron James, has been put on a life contract by Nike for $1.7 billion. So he might not be hungry enough to play basketball.
Yeah, I've been thinking I've been paying too much for shoes lately, and now I know why.
Oh, well, they're subsidising him for sure. So the cycling from last week, I reported how the six-day race was on in Melbourne. I went down and watched that last weekend. I have to admit, I've seen a lot of bike racing in my life. I've been overseas and watched Stephen Pate win a world title. I've been to the World Road Championships and lots of great racing. But the other night, the six-day racing in Melbourne was top class. It was really, really lovely to watch.
Great to
Exciting.
Know.
And my nephew, Connor Sens, got third in the under-19 division with Luke White from Mount Gambier. They were really good. Yep. But the under-19s, they're all kids. They're all 16, and they were really going for it. They're pushing each other into the fence, cutting each other off, going through gaps that weren't there. It was an exciting format, the under-19s, and the senior one was just magnificent. So hats off to the Niwon family, Gary Niwon's brothers, who put on the six-day race in Melbourne.
Okay, and a bit of rough and tumble by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it was great. Great for the spectators and the brave riders. They seemed to lap it up. They were pretty good.
Okay.
Tonight, what a night it's going to be down at Harcourt. The Tour de Bresse Criterion, sponsored by Bresse Winery down there. Thanks, Marksy, Adam Marks. Mm. And the amount of riders they've got are incredible, but the headline act is Simon Gerrans, straight from the Tour de France. Simon Gerrans has won 4 Tour Down Unders, 2 Sun Tours and 3 Tour Stage wins, and he's the big headline act down there. He'll be on about 7:15. The racing starts at 5:30. So we've got two riders from the top level in cycling, being Simon Gerrans and our own Chris Hamilton. We've also got a guy who's world track champion. He could win it. Scott Sunderland, he's won the Melbourne to Warrnambool. We've got our own locals here, Robbie Hucker. He's won it twice before. Lockie Norris from Campbell's Creek, he's won it before. Our own Jason Lowndes, he's off to race again overseas. And a youngster who's got a pretty big future, young Matthew Ross, he won the six-day race in Melbourne on the track the other night. He could also win this race. But a huge amount of cyclists, I think 54 men, and we've got 25 women, some great women in there being Peter Mullins, last year's winner, and some youngsters up there, Loretta Hansen, and of course our own Kes Gelbart and Taylor Evans. So
right
great
in the heart
racing
of Central
tonight.
Victoria.
At Harcourt, yeah.
Yeah, easy to find, a good track that you're telling me. And just before we close, I'd like to say that I thought your voice would be a little bit more hoarse than this morning.
Bruce, my voice is magnificent.
Because I understand you blew up the amp last night.
I was going for it full voice and the amplifier blew up. It's not the first time it's happened, Bruce, and I was gutted.
Oh, you were you?
Bendigo's District Cycling Club need a good amplifier, so hopefully we can get that fixed. But it's not owned by us, it's council-owned venue. Hopefully the council will get under control and fix our amp, please.
In other words, and in the meantime, you'll just have to yell loudly.
Well, Bruce, I can do that if I have to.
Yeah, I've heard you. Noel Sens, sports guru, catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Bruce, very much.